Well, I would say this, that, you know, we want to do something that's right for the organization. You know, Paul has the right to have his opinion and do what he wants to do at a certain point in time, but right now he's on our team. And we have a lot of things still ongoing. Multiple things came up tonight. We looked at a lot of things that included the draft picks, but at the end of the day, there's so much other stuff that don't include draft picks that we decided to stay put and look at everything that's on the board in the future. But we're not going to make a bad deal. We want to get what we want, and you know, that's what we pursue, and that's what other teams are pursuing too. So we're going to do something that we feel comfortable with.
Kevin, is making a deal ultimately the end goal here at this point?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, Paul is a special player, right? And he's been good for this organization. We felt like in a few of the talks over the summer that he wanted to win. He wanted to win here. So it was a little bit of a gut punch for us. And so we're adjusting right now. And at the end of the day, we want to build a winning team, and we want players who want to be here. So we're going to look at a lot of deals. Doesn't mean one won't get done in the short term, but we're not going to take any bad deals either.
Would the short term be before training camp in your mind?
You know, right now there's enough on the board that we feel good about that we could pull the trigger at any time.
Without getting specific, what do you need to get in return for Paul George?
Well, you just ask them. You know, it depends on the direction. Look, we could go a lot of different places. We could go a little younger and start developing. But there were offers where good players were coming back that were veterans, and we're not afraid to do that. If it keeps us competitive, and we just added two really good players, two players we had no doubt, or we were surprised that they were at the picks we were at. So we feel great about today in terms of the draft, but we want to build a winning team, and sometimes you got to look a little short term, and sometimes you look long term. So we're open to either one.
Has Paul's, he did inform you that he wants to be traded?
He did not. His agent did.
Has his decision forced you to change your perspective about what you want to do with this team immediately?
Well, we don't know exactly what all the deals are, right? So we put them on the board. We've analyzed them. Everybody thought today was a trigger date because draft picks were involved. But that doesn't mean you can't do things into the future. Future draft picks, players today, young players, older established players. We're keeping everything on the board.
How surprised were you with that message, and then how much of a pivot did you have to make?
How surprised was I?
Because it seemed like you were ready kind of reload and see what, if you could.
For me, it was a gut punch. I mean, it was a total gut punch because we'd had many conversations over the summer about players that we'd like to add, a little bit of the style that we'd like to play. And I was, in my opinion, very inclusive with him. And the message over the summer up until this weekend was, let's build a winning team. And so when that came in that, you know, he wanted to look at another place, it was a gut punch for us.
Hey, Kevin.
But I would say this, it's important for players who want to be here. We built a great organization. We're building an amazing practice facility right across that is state of the art. We believe in our culture. We work hard every day that we have a good family atmosphere here, and we want our players to be here. That's important. It really is. And when Paul said he didn't, it's a gut punch.
Way over there.
Oh my gosh.
What's up, Kevin? How you doing, man? Hey, you've been in this business a long time, and you know when this gets out there where players want to be with the franchise, the odds of you trying to get what you want in return, the odds go down. I mean, how tough a position is this franchise in, knowing that teams know that Paul wants out of here in this situation where he can opt out next summer?
It's a challenge. There's no doubt. you know, for us, you go from a situation where you're trying to build and you don't feel like you're that far away with Paul. Miles coming as fast as he's coming. Teague having a good year. We felt like as the season went on, he got better. So it was a surprise. And so now we have to adjust. We have to look at every scenario. And, you know, I'm confident that we'll get something. But, and there's so many things on the board. I mean, we do have a lot of stuff. And we're filtering through that. Today was just a trigger because of the draft, right? You know, you look at it, if you're going to go young with this year's draft, we're not afraid to look at next year's draft. Young players on teams around the league, or veteran players that could make us win now. We're okay with win now still. We still can do that. It may be a little more challenging, but we're not afraid to do that.
Kevin, the standard line of thought in a situation like this is that you're going to have to take pennies on the dollar for Paul. Do you think that's the case?
No. We have offers that I don't feel like are that at all.
When did you first hear from his agent that he wanted to be moved?
It was last Friday.
The conversations you've had since then with other teams, are you encouraged by what you think you'll be able to get in return?
I would say this, that as the days have gone on, it feels like people are getting a little more aggressive. Now, I don't know how to quantify that. It just feels like there are teams, you know, all over the board, from teams that are in go for it now, that are a little bit competing against each other, but also teams that feel like, you know, maybe this guy gets us into the playoffs and maybe we have a chance. Because the greatest thing about this is if we do trade him and we get a good deal that we like, that's the most important thing. But the team that he gets moved to will have bird rights, and that's $40+ million over 5 years. So it's significant money too, you know. And a team will have a fresh start and be able to take a look at how he fits, and he may like it there. You never know.
The general thought is that he wants to be a Laker. Is that what you have been led to believe, or?
I think that would be his preference.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's absolutely necessary to trade him before training camp?
No.
There's been talk in this organization for a long time that a rebuild was not a viable option. If you trade Paul, would that signify a possibility of a rebuild, or does ownership want to still move forward?
Nate, I would say this, that there's a lot of options where we take back players, potential all-stars and all-stars coming back at us that keep us competitive.
In the conversation with Paul's agent, did he insist on a trade, or was it more taking advantage of free agency?
I think he's letting us know that in a year, he would like to look at all his options.
Kevin, how does all of this impact Jeff T? I mean, have you heard, do you have any communication, any change of perspective?
Well, it all depends on we do a trade, but Jeff has been terrific for us. There's a lot of scenarios where we'd like to bring him back, some that we may not, but Jeff has indicated that he likes it here, and we're open to that possibility.
And at the risk of infuriating everyone else in the room, a question about your draft pick.
Oh my God.
EK seems to be a guy, there was talk of medical as the reason he dropped, and part of my understanding was his medical is actually early in the year and not late. Why, in your perception, why did he drop, and how fortunate do you feel?
Conrad, that's exactly kind of what we felt too, that we got comfortable with the medicals. As the draft unfolded, we thought he was going from mid-20s to early 30s. And so we were in touch with his agent the whole time, and as he got closer, we felt like it was a perfect fit for us. Elite shot blocker. Can learn from Miles Turner, physical specimen, tough, and I think we've talked about this. We needed some physical toughness, and when he got there, we were shocked. We were really shocked.
Back over.
I got another question for you, KP. you made a mention about there's no, you don't put a pressure of having trades fall before training camp. If it carries over to training camp, how much do you worry about this being a distraction for what you guys are trying to get accomplished on the basketball court?
Well, it could be. I mean, it's not ideal, but we didn't put ourselves in it. He did. So I know he likes Indiana. I don't think it's that. I think that we have to look at our scenarios, and it doesn't mean we have to look today. We don't want to be rushed. We want to be methodical in our decision making. So we're going to look at everything. And for Paul, you know, it's a situation where as he looks at this, it's not ideal, and it's not ideal for us, but we have to do what's best for our organization.
Given that, have you had a chance to speak directly with Paul?
I haven't. Okay.
Nope. What do you think, you know, when you talked with us at your introductory press conference, you said that you had had your exit interview with him and he was very positive about wanting to build this team and have a winner here. What do you think changed his mind?
Well, I can't speculate on what changed his mind. I don't know. I didn't talk to him. I talked to his agent when I was informed. So I'm not sure.
The first round pick, Keith Leaf, you know, what did you see in him? Where does he fit in?
Well, I think he's kind of that new age four. He can spread the floor. He can put it down. He's athletic at the rim. He's got a knack for scoring the ball around the rim with either hand. And he runs. I mean, he's a gazelle. He loves to run. And, you know, it's funny because as this unfolded, we talked to his agent quite a bit. And his agent was adamant. And I'm not saying this was a big part of it, but he was adamant about, I want to be a Pacer. And so at the end of the day, does that make a little bit more of a difference? And when you make these decisions, yeah, maybe today it did.
You sat through the entire softball game. Did you talk with him at that moment? Did
a couple friendly words, you know, but it was nothing serious.
Did that represent anything, you trying to be there?
I mean, I was just trying to support Paul. You know, that was not an opportunity to have serious discussions.
Kevin, how is it for you, just every time you turn on the television set, all we're talking about is Paul George, Paul George, where he's going, what's he going to do? I mean, how do you deal with something like that?
I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say it was challenging. But I've always believed that when there's a challenge, there's an opportunity. And so for us, it's not ideal. It's a challenging situation, but I think we can come out all right. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with this team in the future.
Is it a fair statement to say that you do understand why some fans just can't fathom Paul playing another game here in Indiana?
I totally get that. You know, like I said, it was a gut punch for me. But at the end of the day, I think you got to do this. You got to say, you got to get past mad, right? He has his own perspective of the situation. And I try to see that through his eyes. I can be empathetic because he wants to go back home or potentially go back home. But I have to get past mad, because we will make good decisions around here if we're methodical. We'd look at everything. The one thing I can tell you, it wasn't like the deal flow was one. It was like, it felt like 29, really. And it was coming at us fast. But today we didn't feel like we could get a deal done. I'm confident that we can in the future.
All right, a couple more.
Was the timing particularly difficult to get that news from PG's agent?
It couldn't have come at a worse time for me. If we would have known this a little longer ago or a few months ago, I think we could have been a little bit more prepared. And then the way it got out was a little struggling to us. We struggled with that.
One more topic change. Issued a pretty strong statement after Monte was suspended that you take it very seriously, mm-hmm. and that would be dealt with. Have you dealt with it in some way internally?
We're working through it, but you know, for us, that's a serious deal. And so The league has to go through its process, and we're working with the league on that.
Kevin, in some ways, Paul maybe could have shown you a courtesy by letting you know his intentions. Is the problem that it was made public, and how difficult does that make it for you?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, if Paul lets you know that I'm not intending to play here beyond next year, that gives you an opportunity to make moves if you want to.
Right.
But when it gets public, then everybody knows what you're doing.
Becoming
with.
Public was a big issue. For us, you know, and my conversations, we had multiple conversations. We had talked about players that we wanted to add to this team. And it felt like we were in like violent agreement. We were like, oh yes, that's good. And not that a player dictates that, but I wanted him to have some feedback. And so we had conversations about players and how we want to go forward. And so for me, it was a shock to see it the way I saw it, and the way it got into the media. But the conversation with his agent was very challenging.
Last question. Kevin, one line of thought is that, well, he should have done something at the trade deadline. As you look back at the trade deadline, were there conversations involving Paul? Were there any offers that made sense?
We had inbound calls. We didn't make any outbound calls. But people call all the time about all kinds of players. That's not unusual. So it wasn't like all of a sudden there was this avalanche of calls for Paul. It was just normal stuff. And so we looked at him, but we didn't want to do it. We wanted to make the playoffs this year. And, you know, when you look at the playoffs, we played Cleveland. Got beat by, you know, four games, but we played them pretty tough. So I didn't feel like we were that far away.
Do you think you can get as good a deal now as you could then?
Oh, I don't know about that. You know, that's – we had some deals, but we weren't really looking and we weren't diving into it. So it's hard to tell.